What's up, y'all? It's your boy Afrobeats, and you're listening to the Afrobeats podcast. This week's Garden Tip Tuesday is all about knowing what you're purchasing. Just like we have to look at the labels to know what foods we're purchasing or the lack of foods we're actually consuming, we need to check the labels of the soil that our plants are eating up. After all, you are what you eat. First things first. For more organic growers out there, be careful with the organic label. Just because it says organic doesn't mean it's actually organic. There may be organic material in it, but it's not organic in the same way that your Whole Foods would be organic. There are companies out there who have trademarked the name organic, but still have inorganic material in them. You want to look for specific certifications near the bottom of the bag to show if the soil is legit organic soil or not. Look at what those certifications mean and what makes them legit. Another thing is, check to make sure your bag isn't too heavy or too light. If it's too light, it probably means your bag of soil is dried out. If it's too wet, that means your bag of soil is waterlogged. As far as the contents inside the bag, you want to watch out for soil that contains too many large wood chunks. This is not good for your plant. The wood chunks will absorb the water that would otherwise go to your plant and the nutrients as well. But that's it for today. Basically, just watch what you eat. Whatever you feed your garden will feed you. If you want to learn more about those certifications I was talking about, make sure you go to my website at afrobeats.org and sign up for the Afrobeats mailing list, and I'll get that information to you. All right, fam. Talk to you later. Peace.